This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in the strongest typhoon to batter the Philippines this year has reached at least 146, and the governor of a hard-hit island province said Sunday there may be even greater devastation that has yet to be reported. He says 72 people died there, 10 others were missing, and 13 injured, adding the fatalities may still considerably increase because more than a dozen mayors were unreachable due to downed communications. The governor ordered mayors in his central Philippines province of more than 1.2 million people to invoke emergency powers to secure food for large numbers of people, along with drinking water. Both have been urgently sought in several hard-hit towns. The typhoon rampaged through central island provinces on Thursday and Friday. The government says about 780,000 people were affected, including more than 300,000 residents who had to evacuate their homes. Hundreds of thousands of people marched to the presidential palace in Sudan's capital Khartoum on Sunday in protest at the October 25th military coup, and witnesses claim security forces used tear gas and stun grenades against protesters. The outpouring marked the third anniversary of demonstrations that touched off a popular uprising which led to the overthrow of long-ruling Islamist autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Protests against the coup have continued even after the reinstatement of the prime minister last month, with demonstrators demanding no more military involvement at all in government in a transition towards free elections. They reached the gates of the palace for the first time in 9 protests since the coup. There were no immediate reports of injuries or arrests. This is VOA News. Islamic countries pledged on Sunday to set up a humanitarian trust fund for Afghanistan, and with millions facing hunger and a harsh winter setting in, Pakistan's prime minister warned of chaos if the worsening emergency was not urgently addressed. The crisis is causing mounting alarm, but the international response has been muted, giving Western reluctance to help the Taliban government, which seized power in August. Quote, unless action is taken immediately, Afghanistan is heading for chaos, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan told a meeting of foreign ministers from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Islamabad. Participants in the meeting said in a statement Sunday allowing Afghanistan access to reserves frozen outside the country would be key to preventing economic collapse. The meeting included representatives from the United Nations, United States, European Union, and Japan. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in Lebanon on Sunday, a high-profile visit he said will focus on supporting the people of the crisis-stricken country. Guterres is expected to press for reforms from the country's political leaders, who have been deeply divided over key issues, leading to a paralysis of the government and parliament. The political class is also divided over the investigation into the disastrous August 2020 Beirut port explosion that killed over 216 people, including thousands, and compounded Lebanon's problems after leaving large parts of the capital destroyed. Spain's Catholic Church is to open an investigation into alleged sex abuse of hundreds of children by members of the clergy dating back 80 years. The newspaper El País has uncovered, the Daily said on Sunday. The investigation will look into allegations of abuse against 251 priests and others from religious institutions the paper has uncovered, El País said. The paper has not published its full findings from a 3-year investigation it conducted into the issue, but says its correspondent gave a 385-page dossier to Pope Francis on December 2nd, while the papal entourage and journalists were flying from Rome to Cyprus. The number of victims is at least 1,200, but could rise higher into the thousands, the paper said. The allegations concern 31 religious orders and 31 of the country's some 70 dioceses. The oldest case dates back to 1942 and the most recent to 2018. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.